Dr. Wei Li Ming, the man said, introducing himself. Chairman of paleontology at UCLA. The man carried himself with the pompous rigidity of Renaissance aristocracy, continuously stroking the out-of-place bow tie that he wore beneath his knee-length camel-hair coat. Wei Li Ming was apparently not one to let a remote setting come in the way of his prim appearance. I'm Rachel Sexton. Her hand was still trembling as she shook Ming's smooth palm. Ming was obviously another of the president's civilian recruits. It would be my pleasure, Miss Sexton, the paleontologist said, to tell you anything you want to know about these fossils. And plenty you don't want to know, Corky grumbled. Ming fingered his bow tie. My paleontologic specialty is extinct arthropoda and megalomorphy. Obviously, the most impressive characteristic of this organism is... Is it it's from another friggin' planet? Corky interjected. Ming scowled and cleared his throat. The most impressive characteristic of this organism is that it fits perfectly into our Darwinian system of terrestrial taxonomy and classification. Rachel glanced up. They can classify this thing? You mean kingdom, phylum, species, that sort of thing? Exactly, Ming said. This species, if found on Earth, would be classified as the order Isopoda, and would fall into a class with about 2,000 species of lice. Lice, she said, but it's huge. Taxonomy is not size-specific. House cats and tigers are related. Classification is about physiology. This species is clearly a louse. It has a flattened body, 7 pairs of legs, and a reproductive pouch identical in structure to woodlice, pill bugs, beach hoppers, sow bugs, and gribbles. The other fossils clearly reveal more specialized... Other fossils? Ming glanced at Corky and Tolland. She doesn't know? Tolland shook his head. Ming's face brightened instantly. Miss Sexton, you haven't heard the good part yet. There are more fossils, Corky interjected, clearly trying to steal Ming's thunder. Lots more. Corky scurried over to a large manila envelope and retrieved a folded sheet of oversized paper. He spread it out on the desk in front of Rachel. After we drilled some cores, we dropped an X-ray camera down. This is a graphic rendering of the cross-section. Rachel looked at the X-ray printout on the table and immediately had to sit down. The three-dimensional cross-section of the meteorite was packed with dozens of these bugs. Paleolithic records, Ming said, are usually found in heavy concentrations. Oftentimes mudslides trap organisms en masse, covering nests or entire communities. Corky grinned. We think the collection on the meteorite represents a nest. He pointed to one of the bugs on the printout. And there's Mummy. Rachel looked at the specimen in question, and her jaw dropped. The bug looked to be about 2 feet long. Big-ass louse, eh? Corky said. Rachel nodded, dumbstruck, as she pictured lice the size of bread loaves wandering around on some distant planet. On Earth, Ming said, our bugs stay relatively small because gravity keeps them in check. They can't grow larger than their exoskeletons can support. However, on a planet with diminished gravity, insects could evolve to much greater dimensions. Imagine swatting mosquitoes the size of condors, Corky joked, taking the core sample from Rachel and slipping it into his pocket. Ming scowled. You had better not be stealing that. Relax, Corky said. We've got 8 tons more where this came from.